Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
We've got Dr. Bradley Williard here with us for this podcast episode. And Bradley is so fascinating to me because he has actually studied voice and breath and the connection of our breath and finding our voice into stepping into our authentic expression. So I know I'm doing injustice, Bradley, to the amount of research and thought that you've put around this, but I want to welcome you to this episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share with your audience and to speak with you. It's an honor to be here today. So thank you so much.
Cool. So let me actually begin with this. What inspired you to start studying the voice and breath?
Oh, that's a long answer to that. So I'm going to try to do this justice in a short way. Part of my awakening, my spiritual and inner world awakening, is connected to the research. I was an opera singer, still sing some, but had finished my coursework and my doctorate at the University of Kentucky in voice. And I had moved slightly for a short period of time to Berlin. And I wanted to look at agents. I wanted to look at possible opera companies to sing with. And when I got to Berlin and started working with someone with the breath in a very different way than I was accustomed to within vocal technique, I started finding areas of the body that were opening, that it was also opening my inner world that I was disconnected to. So it was getting in touch with my own trauma around my sexuality, around my gender. I grew up in a Southern family, started wanting to dance early as a dancer, was shamed by my father and my brother, decided not to go into dance because of that, and then came back into the arts in singing. And so when I was able to connect to the lower pelvic region, it awakened that trauma. And I started to remember who I was as that 10-year-old boy. I identify as he, she, them. So that started awakening. And I started getting in touch with the fact that all of my choices in my life were mirroring my outer relationship, but not mirroring what I wanted in my inner world and what I knew to be true. So I started diving into the research as a way of exploration of who am I, what does that mean in this inner world, and how does that translate to my area, how does that translate in my own voice, and what does that look like for me? So that took me to move to Berlin. I left a partner, sold everything I had. From the outside, it looked like I was a crazy person because I was making radical choices, but I was starting to make choices that aligned with my inner world and what I knew to be true. It was daring and it was scary, but that is how I found my inner awakening, and it's why I do the work that I do. So after diving into different modalities in Germany, in Switzerland, and New York, I came back. I felt a inner movement to move to Asheville, North Carolina, to write the dissertation, to look at the research. I founded it in qualitative and quantitative study at the North Carolina School of the Arts. I interviewed and did a pre and post study of the whole method that I was creating to see what were the changes. So I went into the study knowing that as a singer that the breath is in the middle of what we use the voice and the mind and the body is the connector to all of that. And I saw the study which showed me that reflection back of to be in one's body means to be connected to one's breath. It did show me some of that. But what I found and what was very fascinating for me as a researcher was that my inner journey was being reflected in the data. So my study participants, their data showed me that if you want to have a voice in this life, if you want to have an authentic voice, we need three components, and they have to work in coordination with each other. You have to have self-confidence, which we all know is an ever-growing relationship. We have to have the relationship with self, self being defined as that moment-to-moment relationship with the emotional body and the voice. And we have to have a desire and an ability to be vulnerable. And not vulnerable as we often think of it. I sort of define that as vulnerability as a way to bring that inner world to the outer expression, and not as a weakness, but as a strength. And so that is where the data was really beautiful in that for me. It was very much a soul connection for me, still is. It's a growing thing. As you know, everyone does data, they also look to future research and where those are pointing. And the future research is looking at how purpose and personal growth and relationships and community are very much connected to those parts of the voice as well. So that's it. I have more, but I think at this point we probably want to dive into some other questions that you might have.
Yeah, that's a beautiful framework, Bradley, around your own journey of discovering your own voice and your own truth, and that inspiring you to take a scientific approach to how our voices function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very powerful.
Thank you.
And so with that realization, with the realization of the research really informing what was going on for you at soul level, what has that caused you to want to do with people around integrating their voice more fully?
That's a great question. It has definitely taken my life in a very different direction. There are often times that I'm sitting at my desk, I'm working with clients, I'm looking at where I want the research to go, and I look at the initial data about self-confidence, relationship with self, and vulnerability. And I think, oh, those are my problem areas. Why does this data keep showing me that? But that is where, when it comes to business, when we align the three things that we are working on as a soul, and we align that to our work, it is a very powerful, powerful thing, because that gives us reason to do what we do. And so when I'm sitting with a client, I'm looking for those places where the body is not expanding with the self-confidence and the relationship with self and vulnerability. You know, tissue and the structure of the body is quite fascinating, because our bodies are designed to open and expand. They're not designed to shut down. Unfortunately, as we go through life and as we go through childhood, and we have those traumas, and we also take on the traumas of our parents and our ancestors. And so part of the work that I do with clients is looking at all of that, because we can't just rely on our patterns. We have to look at the patterns of what we learned. And so at the end of the day, it's all about following our patterns, following our triggers, and how does that translate into opening the body rather than shutting it down. From a breath perspective, we're looking for expansion. From a voice perspective, we're looking that the vibrations of the voice fill in that expansion so that nothing is hardened on the tissue side of things. You know, it's funny, the body mirrors life in many ways because it's always a balance of tension and release. So there's always this game, and we need some tension in the body. If you don't have tension in the body, someone needs to call 911 because you're pretty much crossing over at that point. So we have tension in the body, but we want the right kind of tension. And we want the right kind of release, a release that brings us into who we are and why we're here and to do what we love.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've managed in 2 minutes to touch on about 85 different things that I would like for us to talk about. So this is perfect and so relevant to the conscious entrepreneurs who listen to this podcast, because one of the things I talk about is that our business is a platform for our spiritual evolution. And the Absolutely. Sooner we can get right with that, the sooner we can be okay with that, the more we're going to be able to rest into that evolution and that growth, and the more we're going to allow for that to be part of what is happening in our business as we move forward. And if we are in resistance to that, it's actually going to keep our business from growing in an abundant, life-giving way.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing I would love to add to that, because I agree wholeheartedly in what you just said, is it is going to be hard. There are going to be tough times because it's a birthing process to do this type of work. And there is resistance that is going to come up. But to breathe through it and to create relationship with that resistance, to take you even more into yourself. But what is that resistance about? What is the pattern that I have with resistance? And where is that located in my breath and body? And if I give voice to that resistance, instead of letting that resistance create shame, create procrastination, what does that look like? If I give voice to it, can I release that and bring a different type of expression into the world? So.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly in the work that I do, I talk with entrepreneurs about all of the different ways that resistance can show up for us as we're growing our business. It can show up as depression. It can show up as going into a vortex of research and planning. It can show up as confusion or blank brain. You know, there are lots of ways that our ego, that our mind tries to stop us from moving forward. And what's interesting to me is that entrepreneurs, when they're experiencing resistance, will often try to work with it or negotiate it or self-soothe it at the level of the mind, and not at all from the perspective of the body or from the perspective of spirit. So can you give an example to us of how to utilize the physical body or the breath in order to move through resistance?
Absolutely. Oftentimes within the breath, when we are locked and you are feeling that resistance, it has to do that the nervous system is then in fight or flight. And so we have to bring the body into movement. You know, if you are having a day, you're an entrepreneur, you're at home, and you notice that, get up and walk around. Go, if you're in the city, find a place that you can be quiet, but move out of what you're normally engaged in. So we have to shift the patterns a little bit. So if we can shift the patterns, we can shift perspective. So we have to use the body for that, though. If you are a singer, get up and sing. You know, but we have to have practices that bring us into what it means to be in the body. If you don't know what it means to be in a body, then that's a different question. We have to look at that. and find someone that can work with you to really teach you solid tools, somatic tools. And not everybody knows what somatic means, but somatic means going into your senses and bringing that information into the body and processing it, not through the mind, but through the body, and let the body speak to you. So what does that feel like? What am I feeling in this moment? Are my feet on the floor? What does my foot feel like against the floor? Where's my breath right now? Can I let it drop into my lower abdomen? Can I let my ribs expand east and west? What's happening with my voice? Is it high in pitch? If it's high in pitch, maybe I'm squeezing the throat. Maybe I'm nervous. Maybe I'm trying to force a little bit. What happens when I open the throat and just relax? So these are the questions that you would work with. Just a small dose of questions, but how one would come into body to realize, what is my body needing right now from me? Does that help a little?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's such a great explication, because our bodies, y'all have heard me say this before, but our bodies are amazing truth tellers, and they are often trying to guide us and protect us. So if we are avoiding listening to our bodies, they are simply going to get louder and louder in an attempt to get our attention until they cause us to get sick or cause us to have a more extreme reaction than is necessary if we had just listened to them in the first place. And y'all, I'm sharing that from lived experience. I cannot tell you how often my body has catastrophized whatever it is that I'm going through, especially, and this still happens, I am still learning to listen to my body and be tender and gentle with it, because every time I step out and become more visible in my business in a new, uncomfortable way, my body has an adverse reaction. So, Bradley, any thoughts around how to address that, especially in terms of visibility and using your voice in new, uncomfortable ways?
Yes, I can. Well, first, I want to echo you on that and say yes and yes and yes. I teach these things, and I go through extreme suffering as I try to grow and try to expand how I'm thinking and expand that to others. It is not a comfortable thing at all. You know, it's not comfortable to create. It was never comfortable to create a method. It wasn't comfortable to do qualitative, quantitative research. My body shut down many, many times, and I had to breathe through it. I had to look at what I was taught. So, in when we put that into the perspective of the entrepreneur, what does that look like? We can put it into ways that can build your business. And so if you're feeling resistance in a certain area, write an article on what that resistance is. Write a post in social media about that resistance. So that's where the vulnerability piece comes in. And that takes a little self-confidence to say, okay, I'm going to be vulnerable with my own resistance. But if we take that step, and I use we because I am one of them, if we take that step, can that then move the energy through us to where we then have enough confidence to go on to the next step? So that I think that is the biggest tool that I have learned in growing my own business and in working with students still in the university. How do we move through that? And that is about being in the arena. That is about having courage and being vulnerable and just doing the baby steps. You know, there's some mornings that I hear the words, oh, you can't do this today. Oh, that's not going to go away. But I do get to create a relationship with that. And I do get to use that in a way that inspires me and motivates me, that I'm not the only one having those voices, and that other people need someone that is a light bearer, someone that is a truth teller, to speak for them so that they too can move through that resistance.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and that was so important. I hope you all heard that, that there is resistance, that the body is going to have a response, that the body deserves attention, and that the way through is to, and I'm surmising, I'm kind of reading between the lines with what you said, Bradley, that the way through is to acknowledge what's going on with the body and to stretch that muscle of stepping out, so to speak, by taking action.
Absolutely. And the how of that, if I go back to the research, the how is the vulnerability piece. It's always the vulnerability piece. When we move that into life, when we move that into purpose, the how is relationships. The how is community. And if we look back at the breath, the how is the body. So we need the body, the vulnerability, and the relationships and community to be the how of how we get to where we're looking to get to.
Oh, yeah, I just want to take a moment and let that sink in. Because that trifecta that you just lifted up of vulnerability and body and community, that was really powerful.
Yeah. But, and that's, there. If I look at all the data that's in front of me, that triad is also with the voice and self-confidence and purpose. We need the voice and purpose and self-confidence to be together. And if we look at the personal growth, we need that relationship with self, and we need the mind to bring us into that personal growth. So all of those triads work in tandem. And it's knowing, sometimes if we dissect it like that, it gives us a way out and a way through to get to where we're wanting to get to.
Beautiful. So what would you say to someone? And y'all, just so you know, Bradley had no preparation for any of these questions. I'm just kind of rolling with what's coming into my mind. And you're doing such a great job of answering them. What would you say to someone who is terrified of sharing their unique message with the world?
Breathe into that one. I believe that everyone deserves to be heard and seen and to be themselves. And when we allow ourselves to do that, we have powerful messages and stories to tell people. I know it's courageous to do those three things, to be you, to be heard, to be seen. I know it's courageous. But there are stories and there are wisdom that is deep down in all of us that is waiting to be released. And that doesn't come in books, and it doesn't come in research, and it doesn't come in degrees. It comes in inner wisdom that we've had for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes that is waiting to be awakened. And it is awakening in the moment that we are in with the things and the shadows that are around us. That is what I have to say to them is we are waiting on you. We are waiting on you to join us. We need all of us, all the light bearers to come forth because we have great change to create and we can't do it alone.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I believe personally that we are at a particular time in our evolution as human beings. We are at a tipping point of being able to transform consciousness in an even more powerful way. And that the more people who are willing to stand in the truth of who they are, of how their soul is designed to be in this world, and live from that place, function from that place, that is what is going to help to create that energetic tipping point. And I believe that conscious entrepreneurs are leading that change, that transformation, because we are the ones who are uniquely poised to shift the economic structure that will allow for consciousness to be transformed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. And we have to break the mold of what has been. Even in the university, I see often, how do we break the mold of university so that we're putting these young people out into the world to create new patterns, because we need those new patterns to shift the consciousness. And that is what the conscious entrepreneur is doing. They are finding the patterns that work for them. They are putting them into motion, and they are seeing how that little bit of shift can have such a ripple effect.
Right, totally. And in order to do that, we must heal our trauma. We must stand powerfully in our own voice. We must heal what needs to be healed so that we can begin having the impact that we're designed to have.
And I want to address that a little bit about that trauma that is stored in us. I work with Native elders in the Washoe Paiute tribe and also the Navajo tribe. And one of the wisdom in those particular wisdom traditions, and the thing that when I'm working with clients, I really want them to feel this in their body. When they bring that healing to themselves, they are not only healing themselves, they are healing seven generations back and seven generations in front of them. So it is to think that we can bring healing to those ancestors that are behind us and to those ancestors that are in front of us. What a gift. What an opportunity for us to make that shift. So we have the business perspective of that ripple effect, but there's also the ancestral ripple effect to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so delighted that you named that. I believe that as well. And I can feel some people already wanting to respond and say, hey, but I just want to pay my bills and live in a nice house and take care of my family. And it feels like too much for me to be doing this on behalf of the collective. And what I want to say to you, if you're having that response right now, is, and I'm saying this in love, everything that I'm saying is in love and in service to your highest self. You need to get over yourself. It is not just about you. It is not just about the work that you're doing in the world. Because when you come from that perspective, what's going to happen in your business is it's going to be a lot easier for you to get caught up in fear and in scarcity, because you think that it's just about you. When you are focused on having the bigger impact in the world that your soul longs to have, when you're focused on transforming consciousness on this planet, when you're focused on work on behalf of the collective, your fear and your scarcity are not even going to show up, because there's no space for them in that greater purpose.
Iman, so glad you just said that. That was actually one of the teachings that I had about 6 months ago with an elder. And the message was to get over yourself. And that's such a hard message to take, I know. But we often get in our way. And so the getting over ourselves means it's such a message of love, because it means get out of your way and let the greater work flow through you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because we're here at this particular time for that greater work. It is our right and it's our responsibility. And I hope that you all can see that there is a bigger purpose for what you're doing here on this planet. And I honor that. And that's the version of you that I want to be supporting as you grow and evolve your businesses. Okay, so Bradley, any closing thoughts, anything we haven't addressed that you were hoping that we could talk about?
I think we have covered a lot. My message is, you know, be seen, be heard, be you. That's really all I want for all of you that are listening. It's tough, I know, but it's so worth it on the other side of that. And each little hump, you will feel that. And so keep up with the motivation, keep up with the inspiration, write your great articles. If you're doing social media, if you're running a business, just do it and be all of you, be all of you.
Excellent. How can folks learn more about you?
Great question. I am launching the method and the website out into the world. I finished the dissertation about 2 years ago, and I needed to go on my own little inner journey with that and what that felt like to be stepping into that. And so they can get a hold of me at williardmethod.com, W-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, method.com, or you can also click on breathingdoctor.com and it will take you over to weirdmethod.com. So either one of those ways. And hopefully we can have conversation and I'd love to talk with each and every one of you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Emma. It's such a pleasure.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.